Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless. I will establish my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. Then Abram fell face down, and God said to him, As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram, but your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will descend from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. And to you and your descendants I will give the land where you are residing, all the land of Canaan, as an eternal possession, and I will be their God. God also said to Abraham, You must keep my covenant, you and your descendants in the generations after you. This is my covenant with you and your descendants after you, which you are to keep. Every male among you must be circumcised. You are to circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and this will be a sign of the covenant between me and you. Generation after generation, every male must be circumcised when he is 8 days old, including those born in your household and those purchased from a foreigner, even those who are not your offspring. Whether they are born in your household or purchased, they must be circumcised. My covenant in your flesh will be an everlasting covenant. But if any male is not circumcised, he will be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant. Then God said to Abraham, As for Sarai, your wife, do not call her Sarai, for her name is to be Sarah. And I will bless her, and will surely give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she will be the mother of nations. Kings of peoples will descend from her. Abraham fell face down. Then he laughed and said to himself, Can a child be born to a man who is 100 years old? Can Sarah give birth at the age of 90? And Abraham said to God, Oh, that Ishmael might live under your blessing. But God replied, Your wife Sarah will indeed bear you a son, and you are to name him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant for his descendants after him. As for Ishmael, I have heard you, and I will surely bless him. I will make him fruitful and multiply him greatly. He will become the father of 12 rulers, and I will make him into a great nation. But I will establish my covenant with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you at this time next year. When he had finished speaking with Abraham, God went up from him. On that very day, Abraham took his son Ishmael, and all those born in his household were purchased with his money, every male among the members of Abraham's household, and he circumcised them, just as God had told him. So Abraham was 99 years old when he was circumcised, and his son Ishmael was 13. Abraham and his son Ishmael were circumcised on the same day, and all the men of Abraham's household, both servants born in his household and those purchased from foreigners, were circumcised with him.